الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، نستعينه ونستغفره ونسأله الكرامة فيما بعد الموت لنا ولجميع المؤمنين، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. وبعد، قال الله تعالى عز وجل في الكتاب الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. وقال في آية أخرى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المهاجر من هجر ما نهى الله عنه، المهاجر من هجر ما نهى الله عنه. صدق رسول الله، أو صدق حبيب الله، أو كما قال. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, dear youth, children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Indeed, all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At any time, we praise Him. We seek protection with Him from any kind of evil that could come into our minds, our hearts, or our actions. And we state and affirm that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, there are many topics that could be discussed today, but there is one particular topic that stands out. It's only fifth or sixth day of Muharram. You know, Muslims cannot agree on beginning of every month, so I have to be politically correct. It's either fifth or sixth. And this carries a lot of weight with me, and should be with my community too. Because Hijrah has been chosen as the beginning of our calendar. When Sahaba discussed what to take as the beginning of our calendar, there were many opinions. Some wanted beginning of revelation, some wanted the birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some wanted his death. And then one Sahabi came forward and said, why not Hijrah? And it made huge sense to Umar radiallahu anhu. He said, amazing. Hijrah is activity in our history that has divided truth from batil, haqq from batil, truth from falsehood. It happened actually, as from a historical perspective, it happened in September 622 Common Era, when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam started his trip from Mecca to Yathrib, city that later on got named Medina Al-Munawwara. So I'm not going to talk about the historical perspective. I assume, as Muslims, we should know it. I assume that Muslims should read their history. Otherwise, if we do not know our past, there is no way that you and I would know what to do today, and not to think about what we will be doing in the future. So it's compulsory on every Muslim to read the book of Sirah. You cannot talk to your Muslim, non-Muslim neighbors, your co-workers, if you don't know. You cannot invent stuff. Or even more, you and I cannot say something that is false. And if we would like to then be in the discourse of discussion about Islam and Muslims, we have to know. That's the reason why Quranic message started with not salli or believe, it started with read. Read. Because when you read, you will learn. When you learn, you would know. When you know, you will understand. And when you understand, you would apply. So what I'm going to talk today about is about the meaning of hijrah in our own life as contemporary muhajirs. How does hijrah teach or teaches me? How does hijrah teach me as a contemporary Muslim in the Western liberal democratic society? What I should be? How should I handle myself? How should I be what God Almighty wants me to be? And how should I be what my society wants me to be? How should I handle between these two? Are these two complementary or contradictory? Let us look from the seerah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you would realize that history indeed could be a teacher if you know how to analyze it properly. History could be an amazing source of power of who are we supposed to be here where we are today. Of course, if misread, could be a misguiding force as it is for some people. I will not speak about what has happened in Ottawa because it's hurting. It's hurting. It's an insult. Faithless acts cannot be done for the sake of God. Injustice towards myself doesn't give me green light to do injustice towards anybody. That's a typical, simple notion that we find in Sharia. If somebody does injustice towards me, it doesn't allow me, it doesn't give me green light that I do injustice towards anybody. But in Canada, we do have many ways of how we can protect our own interests and the interests of this great nation. And those democratic means we have to use. And look at some of them. First lesson that I get from Hijrah is proper understanding of kabad and tawakkul. Proper understanding of me doing work and me putting trust in God. A Muslim cannot just sit down and say, Ya Rab. That's not enough. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, in tansurullaha yansurkum, wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. O you who believe, if you, you see, first there is a call. O you who believe, O you who made a contract with God Almighty, O you who have confessed that you would abide by the principles set by God Almighty for you. If, it's a conditional, if you help the path of God, if you help mission that God Almighty has put forth for you, God Almighty would help you. So it's a conditional. So if you do that, this is what God Almighty is going to give it to you. So you cannot just say, Ya Rab, help me. We, as Muslims, specifically in the context of West, we have to do a lot of work. And here are a few of them. First, we have to understand what God Almighty wants us to do in A, activities that we are to undertake, and number two, how we should then work in terms of depending on God Almighty. God Almighty says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. We have created human being into toil and struggle. You have to work. You see, you cannot just, if you want to be an active member of Muslim community, if you want to be alive, if you want to be strong, and strong Muslim is much dearer to God Almighty than a weak Muslim, then you have to run up the hill. And up the hill doesn't mean that you are losing your energy, it means that you are gaining potential energy. So you go once, it would be difficult. You go second time, it would be difficult. Maybe third time, you'll go like speed of light. That's what God Almighty wants us to do job. And then, put trust in God Almighty. Or you can do it from the beginning, but do your job. Let me give you an example. When Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam realized that there is no way that mission would succeed in Mecca, he did not just say, Ya Rab, help me. He put plan together. Plan. Like any successful human should do. So he put a plan together. When he would go out of Mecca, during the day or night, what he would carry with himself, which kind of route he would take. He even thought about a guide. And imagine, that guide was a mushrik who guided him from Mecca to Medina. And not only that, he was also thinking about food because he didn't know how long he would stay on this trip. So he thought about all these human activities and planning that a person should do. And when he came to the Ghar al-Thawr, to that, you know, cave where he was hiding with Abu Bakr, and when mushriks were approaching the mouth of the cave, Abu Bakr was panicking. Abu Bakr was panicking, as each one of us should. He was panicking. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, La tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana. Now, after all we have done, what we have done, no worries, God Almighty is with us. Are we able to say that we have done all our job in Canada? Not at all. I love my community, and this is not to criticize. This means that we have a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do. So, let us, inshallah, do what we have to do. Masjid, look at this center. Wallahi, I have not been in so many masjids where I feel comfortable as I feel in this one. I have not been in many masjids. I don't like national masjids. There is no such a thing in Islam. National masjid. There is universal masjid where everybody is welcome, inclusive, pragmatic, practice, in practice. I don't like people asking me, where are you originally from? Doesn't matter where I'm originally from. I'm a Muslim, and this is part where I want to be. And you can ask me any question, and I'm going to make it as a part of your misunderstanding, typical jahili attitude. So, first thing that we have to learn from Hijrah is understanding what we need to do and how to put trust in God. That's number one. Number two, identity. When Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before he was moving from Mecca to Medina, he had issues of how to deal with this new identity. Everybody is attacking him. No space. People don't allow him because of this identity called Islamic religious identity. So Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is fighting back, trying to make them understand that he did not come for no other reason than to bring peace and tranquility within the community. People don't accept. So Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam moves from Mecca to Medina. And in Medina, he builds that notion of identity that becomes even stronger. So when he came to Medina, he did not say, oh, different situation, different context, so doesn't matter, you know, my identity should be strong or weak, doesn't matter. He became only better Muslim, stronger Muslim. And Muslims became stronger as a community. Actually, when I think about us, all of us who came to Canada, in a way we became better Muslims in Canada than we were back home. Think about yourself. I was culturally bound Muslim in Bosnia. Culturally. I was thinking, this is all what Islam is about. And then when I came to Canada, I realized there are many expressions of Islam. So now I have to merge all of them and create something what is called universal, the only one. So here we have to think about our identity that is shaped within this Canadian society. I know it's a big term and big question. I know some people don't like it, but reality is here. In 10 years, we'll not talk about it because we will live it. You and I will not go back home. There is no back home. There is home. Canada. Specifically for all young people. Sorry, my brothers and sisters who came here as a first generation. You know, I know there is attachment to back home. I know. I love Bosnia, but I'm Bosnian in memory. I'm more Canadian. National perspective. That's number two, identity. Lesson and meaning from Hijrah. Number three, productivity and citizenship. And I want to touch here this issue because of what has happened in Ottawa. If people understand that this is a Kafir society, why are they here? Why are they here? Canada doesn't need them. We as a community don't need them. They can go somewhere else. This is not Kafir society. This is my society. This is my Medina. As Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had his own Medina, Canada is my Medina. And I see it from that perspective. And this is the right thing to do. I'll give you evidence. When Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam moved from Mecca to Medina, he lived in Medina, liberated Mecca, came back to Medina, and died in Medina. Enough of evidence to me that place where I was born, you know, I could move out and it's not forbidden to live in another place. But Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he did, he made Medina, actually it was Yathrib, the filthiest city that has been known in that area. The most dirty city known at the time. When Sahaba came from Mecca to Medina, many of them got sick. Aisha radiallahu anha suggested that it was so filthy that she didn't want to go outside. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam rolled up sleeves with Sahaba and cleaned the city. Cleaned the city. He's Medina, just as you and I need to roll up sleeves and clean this society, because this is our Medina. He built, actually, infrastructure. He digged around 50 wells, because water, there was a lot of water out there, possibilities for agriculture, but nobody was doing it. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought, we could say, first industrial revolution in history, where he brought business and agriculture together. Actually, there is one important point that he has established in Medina. He said, those who work on land, own land. So he dispersed land among the people who work on it. And that was some sort of a real citizenship that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam projected. Citizenship. In Canada, when we come to Canada, when we settle, when we get citizenship papers, we are obliged to abide by the rule of this country. No choice. Not just socially, Islamically. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, awfu bil uqood. All you who believe, uphold your contracts. And citizenship is nothing else than social contract between myself as a citizen and my nation. Uphold your contracts. Not upholding contracts and trust given to us is called in Islamic parlance as treacherous act. One of the signs of nifaq is to do promise and then turn back to it. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam called it treacherous act. And the last point that I want to share with you, inshallah, is leadership style of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a refreshing style he had. I just wish that today's Muslim leaders would have a little bit of sense of this style. He leaves Ali radiallahu anhu for one purpose, one reason. You know, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a very unique person. Even though people didn't like him, they trusted him. Dichotomy. They didn't like him because he wanted to change society and it was not fit for them. But they trusted him. They knew he will never take nothing what belongs to somebody. So they took all their belongings. He was some sort of a bank of the time. So they would leave it with him. Gold, precious things. So he left Ali radiallahu anhu to return those things to all those owners. Think about humanly. They are attacking you. They are abusing you. They took all from you. And now you have all their stuff. You'll be thinking like, oh, I'm going to punish these guys. I'm going to put it all on two camels. And I'm going to run out of the city with all those riches. But that was not Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was al-Amin. So he leaves it. And these things have made an impact on the minds of Meccans. Because they have never seen it in history that something like this has happened. So my brothers and sisters, these are some of the messages. There are actually hundreds of them. But I will mention, inshallah, conclude with this. First lesson that we learn from Hijrah, as contemporary muhajirs, is how we could juggle our knowledge, specifically that knowledge that deals with issues relevant to our work and issues relevant to dependence on God. How do we understand these two? Do we need only to work or only to put trust in God, or use both of these methods? The combination of both is the only that works in our faith. Number two, identity construction or development. Maybe you would say, mashallah, I am very Islamically aware. I am strong personality. But are our kids strong personalities? Do they have framed personalities? Or it is easy to misguide him or her? That is where we have to work on, second generation. And this center, alhamdulillah, does an amazing job in that area. When they ask you to support them, please, come forth. It's sadaqah for you and your family. Insurance for you and your family. You get benefit in every single aspect. Your children and your great children would be getting these benefits, inshallah. Number three is citizenship and productivity. When you and I come to Canada, we should not be idle. We have to be active. Get engaged. Get engaged. Volunteer. Hospital, library, community sectors, schools. Clean the city. Take a road. Clean it. That's our job. Pay for the hospital, because we also go to hospital. We also get sick, and so on. And fourth aspect is learning from great man Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam how to be a true leader. Wa tubu ilallahi wa astaghfiru jamian. Fina rasulullah kana tubu ilallahi wa astaghfiru fil yomi 100 marra.
ألا إن أحسن الكلام أبلغ النظام كلام الله الملك العزيز العلام كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى في نظم الكلام وإذا قرئ القرآن فاستمعوا له وأنصتوا لعلكم ترحمون. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد, so two action items. First one, please inshallah, even a dollar for the masjid, all of us. You don't pay parking. At least what you will pay for parking in downtown, pay for the masjid. Every Friday, why not? One samosa, two samosas, 1 kilo of bananas, double. Sacrifice for the masjid. Every day, why not? It's your own benefit. Wallahi, in long run, you would benefit, your kids would benefit, all of us, would, Canadian society would benefit. Good masjid is benefit to all. And this one is an example. I'm building masjid with my jama'ah down in Ottawa, and I model this masjid, this center. Why? Because it's forward-looking. It's not just for today, it's for tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, 10 years from now, 50 years from now. Please inshallah help it. Deep into your pockets and deep into your hearts, as much as you can. And second one, I wrote a book, I told you last time. It's going very well. I'm very happy. It's not, you know, fame is not good. It can put you down, especially if you don't know how to control it. But it's good. People are giving me good response. One boy read it, and you know what he told me? Imam Ziad, today I feel much more compact, Muslim, proud of being who am I. We already delivered this book to all politicians, 310 of them on Parliament Hill, MPs. We delivered, Jason Kenney got it too. We delivered to all senators, 105 of them, approximately 300 books to RCMP, trustees, media. So inshallah, we are working across Canada. Please inshallah, if you could buy, if not for yourself, if you have a book, buy for your friend, buy for a non-Muslim, buy for your kid, give him a gift. And inshallah, we'll print new books to give to more people. It's a modern da'wah. It's not like typical talk about Islam. It's a very, you know, it's a very wise approach to handling the issue of history, identity, citizenship, and integration. Please, inshallah, do so. You'll get a signature as well from Brother Ziad. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sallam muhammadi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ta'adhiman li nabiyihi wa takriman li fakhamati sha'ni sharafi safihi. Faqala azza wa jalla min qa'il mukhbina wa amira. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقيموا الصلاة.